Welcome to the Portable Entrepreneur Podcast, helping web design and SEO entrepreneurs start and grow their online business. Here's your host, web designer, SEO, and founder of PortableEntrepreneur.com, Christine Mizell.
Welcome to another episode of the Portable Entrepreneur Podcast. My name is Christine Mizell, and I am excited about today's podcast topic because we're talking about something a little bit different than normal. Today, we have a question from Colin, so let's have a listen.
Hi, Christine. It is Colin coming at you from Bali, Indonesia. I hope you're well. Pretty late at night, but yeah, a question has come my way. You shared a document, I believe, 11 ways to find SEO clients, and the first one is partner with other companies. Now, that one there appeals to me quite a bit at the moment, just based on where I'm at. But my question is not quite along the lines of your suggestion, but consulting to them or being a contractor to them, if they are going to on-sell your time and labor, your skills, what sort of margin are they looking to make on you? In other words, I have a little bit of market research that sort of tells me the type of money I know they would charge in their marketplace. I want to price myself accordingly that they can make money on me. So what margin do those digital marketing agencies, online marketing agencies, tend to want to put on top of their contractors? I hope that makes sense. And look forward to hearing from you. Cheers, Christine. Bye-bye.
Really good question, Colin. Thank you so much for asking. This is definitely a strategy if you just want to have leads coming into your business and you don't want to have to worry about working directly with the client. You don't have to worry about working on marketing. You can just sit back and work directly with another company. So there's pros and cons to this method, but it can work really, really well. And I've actually worked both sides of this. I have partnered with other companies. They have sent me work. And I have also been the one to actually partner with companies so that I could send them work. So I've seen how this goes for both sides. Now, when it comes to pricing, I know pricing is always tricky. But here's what I would suggest. I recommend that you price your services as you would if you were working directly with clients. Okay, I don't want to see you lower your price just to work with another company. Okay, let's take a step back for a minute. Let's imagine that you have partnered with a company. You guys have been working together for a year. You have all the work that you need coming in. You're busy with client projects. And at that point right there, would you be happy with the price that you have decided on now, or after that year, would you wish that you had charged more? Okay, so go to the point where your plate is already full. You already have all the work that you want. Do you feel like you are stressed? Do you feel like you're working too hard for not enough money? What do you think your feelings would be at that point? Okay, because it is very easy to lower the price initially just to try to get our foot in the door, and then our foot's in the door and all of a sudden we're having all this work coming our way, but then we're exhausted, we're unmotivated, we're not doing our best because we feel that we're being underpaid. So please don't lower your price just to work with another company, because just as there are businesses and clients that you can work with directly, they all have different budgets. You have some that want you to work for free. There's some that will try to negotiate every little piece down. And then there's some that have a high budget and are happy to pay you the higher prices that you are actually worth. So at the same time, there are marketing agencies with the same variety of budgets available. So just as you have to be selective with the type of clients that you work with, you're going to need to be selective about the type of partners that you work with. So if you approach some smaller potential partners that are maybe just one employee or maybe one or two, they may not have the higher budget, or if they are not charging enough, they may not be able to pay you the higher prices. But that problem is on their end, not yours. So I have actually worked for companies where they were sending me work and I didn't even know what they charged. They could have been charging double or triple what I was charging, and I had no idea. I was happy with my price, and they were happy with whatever return they were getting. Now, if you want me to get a little bit more specific, because I'm sure that's why you were asking this question, typically these companies like to see at least 25% profit, okay? Typically, somewhere in that range of 25 to 50% is comfortable for them. But this really also depends on how much work you're taking off their plate. If they still have to do a significant amount of client work, or there's other sides that they're going to have to handle that you're not, this can, of course, play into it. But typically in that 25 to 50% range is where you're going to find most businesses wanting to be. Personally, I like to be closer to that 50% mark. I want to be at least 50%, and I've marked up projects as much as 150%. So it really depends on who you are partnering with. And at the end of the day, I don't want your concern to be, can they afford you? Because there are going to be other companies that are going to be able to afford you. They may serve higher end clients, and so they have a much bigger budget to work with. So it depends on how much you are going to price your services for. But do what makes you feel comfortable. Make sure that you feel valued for your time, and don't let them cut you back, just like you would not do that for a client. So I hope this helps answer your question, gives you a general idea of what to expect when approaching these companies. So thank you so much for asking, Colin. This was a really great question. And thank you all so much for listening. I'd love to have a voicemail from you too that I could feature with your question on the next podcast episode. So please head on over to portableentrepreneur.com/podcast. And I'll see you on the next episode.
Thanks for listening to the Portable Entrepreneur Podcast. For more business tips, tutorials, and resources, visit www.portableentrepreneur.com.